Hola, hola. I'm Nadia Stand and this is Aha Moments. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast where we translate moments of clarity and inspiration into guidance for your success journey that you can actually use in your day-to-day lives to accomplish your own vision of success. The aha moment for today is that if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're most likely getting lost in the process. Whew. This is a tough one. This is something that I've navigated before, and trust me, the consequences have not been pretty. Burnout, getting physically sick to extents that I've ended up in the hospital. And just also navigating, this has led to navigating anxiety, eating disorders, episodes of depression. It's not great. So since it's not that great, I really want us to talk about this and see how we can not get lost in the process, or what to do if we're already lost in the process. So let's talk a little bit more about that. So usually, when this happens, that I'm talking about something that's very deep and intense for me, I really ask my guides and my Akashic records and all of my divine teams up there to help me translate this in ways that are not heavy, that are not dense, and that can actually be insightful for all of us who are listening to and receiving these messages. So I have my notes because I've channeled today's episode before I've recorded. And of course, the messages will come through me as I am recording. But the first thing that I received and I want to share with you is, how does this feel? How does it feel when we feel lost in the process? And it really feels like life is a little bit too much for us to handle at that moment. The sense of overwhelmment and feeling lost in our own journey can feel like we don't have enough energy physically, mentally, or emotionally to keep going. And again, this can be a little bit tough, but it can also feel like there's so much going on outside that we sort of have to cocoon ourselves. Like we have to take a step back. Sometimes when you feel that need of taking a step back, it could be because we are overwhelmed and we are allowing elements in our life to take over. Physically, this could also feel like mental fogginess, headaches. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what our body tells us when certain areas of our physical body like are affected. But this sense of being lost can also come with a feeling of everything is urgent. Everything needs to be taken care of right now. Everything is a huge challenge. And again, it feels like we don't have enough tools, energy, or resources to sort of deal with that. And it could make us feel small, and the whole world being like bigger and just sort of this like snowball effect that it can crush us. This sounds very terrifying, and trust me, I've been there. So what I've come to understand, and my guides have really showed me, and also through my experience in therapy and being a mentor and guide for others, what I've been able to identify as a pattern is that what's usually happening behind the scenes when this shows up in our lives is that we are taking a backseat character in the series that is our lives. So we take this backseat character and something else starts to be front and center in our lives. There's two elements that I've typically identified, and depending on our patterns, our background, and far deeper elements that we're not going to dive into right now, we can get very easily lost in one of two elements, usually. So one, it can be our relationship world, how we relate to others. It may be a romantic partner. It may be business partner. It may be our family. It may be our relationship with ourselves. It may be our relationship with our house or our getting things done world, which includes work, our passions, our taking care of our day-to-day lives, paying bills, doing adult things, adulting. So all of these elements that require us to take action and make things happen can also take over ourselves. How do we explain this in different words? It's basically that element or that aspect of our lives is starting to take up much more space than we ourselves are taking up in our own lives. So it may be that we had an issue at our job or our business, or we are at a challenging point where we are starting something new and we feel like everything is about that in our lives at the moment. Like that is just when we look out and see, and here I'm looking at a gorgeous sunset, it's not like we can see the big picture, but we can only zoom into that aspect of it. It could be that we're starting a new, if we get lost in the other side of like relationship world, it could be that you're starting a new relationship, or that your relationship is at a rocky spot, or you're not being able to find balance with a business partner, then that sort of takes over everything. And that is the start of losing yourself. And I think one of our greatest challenges as human is actually not losing this sense of balance. We're such complex beings that we're so much more than our relationships. We're so much more than our work. We're so much more than our home. We're so much more than what we're feeling. We are a little bit of everything. Like we're comprised of all of these different elements that when we are giving or we've allowed just one aspect to take up so much space, we are not creating or we're not allowing all of the other elements in our lives to progress. So if our relationships are taking over, what's happening and what's going on is our relationship with ourselves can sort of not become relevant. So we may stop nurturing ourselves like with actually healthy, yummy foods. We may not prioritize getting our physical movement, like in like conscious movement, our workouts, whatever that is for you. Maybe that we are not creating or allowing space for that to happen. It could be that if one relationship is taking up more space, then other relationships in our life become secondary. If it's a romantic partner, then we are not creating or allowing ourselves to develop nurturing, healthy relationships with our friends, with our families, and so on and so on. So we stop making ourselves a priority. And see, the challenging part for me is most of us were not taught to make ourselves a priority. So being in this loop of I'm overwhelmed and I'm losing myself in the process, but this is what I should be doing because I shouldn't be the priority, because that is wrong, then I'm selfish. And here's where like we're going against everything we were taught. It's, oh no, how can I make myself a priority while also being present for everything else in my life? So again, we start having this loop of it could lead to more anxiety, to more of that sense of overwhelmment. So here is where I'm going to be sharing some of my tools that have helped me not get myself in the process. Overall, if you want to stop here and you want to take something with you, is make yourself a priority again. That is the secret formula to not lose ourselves in our success journey, to not lose ourselves when we start new relationships, to not lose ourselves when we start new ventures, to not lose ourselves when we start anything in our lives, when we go through anything. We should always be a priority. And how does that look like, you may ask? Well, one, it's sort of regaining this balance in our life. So making sure that several elements in our life can have access to our time, energy, like physical energy, but also emotional energy. So how I try to do it is I prioritize like the three elements, my mental well-being, my physical well-being, and my emotional well-being. So physically, I think this is the easiest one to explain. I mean, make sure you're eating healthy, yummy foods that you enjoy. the element of joy is so important here, because when you eat something that you like and enjoy, your body, you're treating yourself. Like your body, your soul, your mind is so stimulated from this wonderful gift that you're giving yourselves that it again realizes, oh, wow, I'm important. I'm a priority in this person's life. So eating things that you like, that you enjoy are one of the best things to do. Making sure that you get movement. There's no stagnant energy in a body that is moving. I'm going to repeat that. There's no stagnant energy in a body that is moving. So if you're physically moving, whatever this looks like for you, for me, it's yoga, Pilates, walking, whatever you need, whatever you enjoy, try to make it joyful always. Make sure that you're physically moving. It may be dancing. Sometimes I throw these like massive party of one dancing parties for myself, or I just move my body. It also creates this, the message we're sending ourselves is that, hey, I've got you, and whatever feels like is stuck here, let's just move, like, let's allow it to move. Rest, sleep, so, so, so important. And it's not only sleeping for the sake of it, but it's having a restful sleep that can allow us to recover. Things that we can really do to make sure that our sleep is restful is I'm not a sleep coach. I'm not a doctor. So reach out to your doctors. I'm not going to like give any physical advice on this, but just make sure that you're giving your body supplements if you need them, that you're creating a space for you to be able to rest, and that when you're going to bed, you've had a little amount of time to not focus on that huge thing that is taking over your life at the moment. If it's work, at least 30 minutes off work where you're either watching something nice on Netflix, on whichever platform you use. It may be journaling, whatever it is. Again, there's infinite options, but make sure that you're giving yourself before sleep at least 30 minutes where that element that feels like it's just so huge that you don't know how to handle it is not front and center in your mind, in your spirit, in your body. Just go to sleep really with a clean mind, let's say. Another massive thing that my guides are inviting me to share, and again, this has been massive for me and was a real game changer, is setting boundaries that do not isolate yourself. I'm going to repeat that. Setting boundaries that can help you protect your energy, protect your process, and take time to tend to all of these other areas in our life that we want to recover by making sure that we are not isolating ourselves. I have a tendency to do this. I get into my cocoon and I take some days where I really don't feel like I have enough energy to respond to text messages. I need to sort of dwell with myself and process and understand what I'm feeling. It's not great. It's not great. I'm working on it. So do not be like me and do not isolate yourself. Because one of the ways that we nurture ourselves emotionally is by allowing time and energy to create nurturing relationships for ourselves. So these people that when you connect with them, it may be a short phone call, it may be a text message, when you talk to them that you feel lighter, that you feel a little bit more energized. And I heard the Simon Sinek podcast once where he explained the 8-minute theory, that when you're overwhelmed and you're having one of these crises, the I can't deal with life crisis, you only need 8 minutes. So I've created also this code with my friends where we're saying, hey, I need these 8 minutes. And we just send a little podcast. So we send a voice memo of at least 8 minutes long where we are just, sometimes it's rambling, sometimes it's wonderful, insightful messages. But knowing that someone has created that space for you to share those 8 minutes with really helps you feel supported on one end. And on the other end, when you speak about it, clarity comes. Clarity really, really comes to us as we speak about what we don't know how to organize in our minds. And boundaries are also very important because physically we may feel this in one, our stomach not being able to process things properly, but also allergies. So if you're observing that when you are going through a challenging time, that you feel overwhelmed and you have allergies, like physical, like allergies in your skin, it happens to me, or your stomach's not really behaving as it ideally should, then one of the topics that you should really need to look at and take charge is setting these boundaries. And again, boundaries go both ways. It's respecting other people's boundaries, but also setting boundaries that protect yourself and making sure that you, once you share them, you are respectful to those boundaries. Because sometimes, and again, this has happened to me, and one of my worst IBS crises happened when I had set these boundaries that I needed for my well-being. I repeated these boundaries. I mean, I lost count of how many conversations I had with a business partner of how these boundaries were important, that I ended up disrespecting the boundaries myself. I allowed my desire of the business to prosper and the business to flow smoothly with less, let's say, friction, that I set my boundaries aside and I myself disrespected them. The consequence was that I got deeply sick. Not great. So take a very close look at what your body is telling you. Our skin will tell us, hey, you need to take charge in boundaries. When we're feeling a lot of headaches, then it's most likely we're mentally exhausted. And that's when we can really get into depression episodes, anxiety episodes with Speedway ticket to that, because we're overthinking ourselves. And when we have these headaches, it's life inviting us to trust our intuition, to trust what we know, rather than creating these debates in our mind between what we want to do and what we think we should do. Because usually overthinking happens when there's a confrontation between two things that seem very distant. What we desire, like our soul's desire, and what we think we should do. So if you're having headaches when you feel overwhelmed, it's very interesting to observe, and this could be a great element to discuss in therapy with your therapist, mentor, coach, however you embark on your self-discovery journey, to see if there are two elements of your life that feel a little bit conflicted at the time. And another very typical sign that our body uses to let us know that we need to take action is our throat. So sometimes when we get overwhelmed, this also happens to me, I would lose my voice. Like it would start with a dry throat, then a little bit of a cough, and then I would lose my voice. When this happens, it's our body telling us you need to speak up. You need to share your truth. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed because we allow other voices in the world, in the universe, to have a louder reach or a greater reach than our own. We don't speak our truth. We don't share what we're really thinking. We don't share what we would love to happen. So we just sort of try to fit into what we, again, think should happen. And generating this debate, we either decide to stay quiet because, I just don't want to deal with the conflict of it all. Well, our throat will say, hey, you need to speak up. You need to. It's the unspoken word that is creating that tension or that accumulated energy there. So this is a very short overview of what happens in ourselves when we feel overwhelmed and how we can deal with that. When we know what's going on, it's easier for us to take action and to sort of move forward. I hope and trust that this message comes to you at the perfect moment, at the right time, in the perfect language that your mind, your body, and your soul understand and receive it in a way that can help your journey feel lighter, feel more loving, and in balance, because that's what we're seeking when we feel overwhelmed. Thank you for sharing this episode with me, and I will be looking forward to hearing and seeing you in next episodes. Mucho amor for all. Bye.